I'm Gareth Armstrong, and you're listening to a Razor's Edge podcast. This feature is called Entrepreneurs Ask, and it's an opportunity to ask your most burning, difficult questions to Alon and other experts from RaiseCorp, where they won't shy away from straight talk and real answers. Today's question comes from Brent, an entrepreneur based in Gauteng, South Africa.
Hi Alon, hi Gareth. COVID has created so many unknowns or introduced so many unforeseen issues in our business that it's hard to make decisions with all this chaos in the market and in my head. Please would you help me figure out how to work through this? Thank you.
That's a great question, Brent. What COVID has done is that it has created the same conditions as a startup business. In other words, there is so much chaos out there, internal and external, that the likelihood is that you will be one of the 96% that fail. And if you look at the ones that succeed, if you look at the life cycle of a business, they have managed to balance chaos with order. It's what DHOC calls the chaotic. It's at the edge of chaos and order. Surfing on the edge of chaos, it is there that the most opportunity lies, is bringing order to chaos. But if you do not bring order to chaos, chaos will eventually lead you to die yourself. If you are too orderly, everything's too ordered, you are not agile and you become brittle and you also go into a death spiral.
The first point worth noting is that chaos is a normal part of the journey. It's in the chaos that entrepreneurial strengths come to the fore. When and where others are overwhelmed, entrepreneurs find exciting ways to harness the chaos, eventually creating the order needed to maximize the opportunities therein. What we're talking about is a combination of Alon's experience and also important research from Professor Adizes, a 50-year veteran of organizational transformation and change.
What Adizes promotes is this place called prime, which is prematurity. It's just before the top of the curve where organization becomes mature. There is this level of flexibility and order that is incredibly lucrative for the business. It is where the balance is right. There is enough chaos still in the system, and there is enough order in the system for it to produce the best profits, the best growth. And beyond that is maturity, and then bureaucracy and late bureaucracy and death. So it's too much order. You become brittle. Everything's ordered. Everything needs to be in triplicate. There's rules about rules about rules, committees about rules about committees. And the business becomes very, very rigid and also stagnant. It can't react. It becomes unreactive. And you see this with corporates, businesses that have the inability to change because of all these systems, processes, rules, are the ones that are actually going to die in a system shock, or at least be severely damaged by the system shock.
Alon then goes on to describe how chaos exists in three different key areas: our minds, inside of our businesses, and in the market. This also means that prime must exist within all three as well. In one's mind, prime is where confidence and healthy paranoia meet. In one's business, prime is where vision meets the need to deliver. And in the market, prime is where ecosystem infancy meets ecosystem maturity.
So what's the value for you as you listen to this? The place with the highest level of control, for most people that is your mind. One of the lockdown articles I wrote was around getting to a place of rational thought quickly. So it's about getting to an ordered state to look at facts and not sentiment, to look at the things that are affecting you and not affecting others, the things that are affecting your particular market and not global markets. That kind of rationality where you bring it closer to you and what you can control is very important, and bring order to that thinking. The next thing is, of course, your business, ensuring that you have a plan around your business, that you've created a framework. And I refer to this also in one of my lockdown articles about creating a framework. In fact, many of the articles that I've written in the lockdown series are about creating that level of order in your business. It's also about balancing the fear and the chaos that's going on and the change, which is inevitable and important, to balance that with actual order. A recent example here is that I was asked to create a brand new product to respond to the whole COVID story. And in normal circumstances, that might have taken 2 to 3 weeks to generate the product and all the peripheral material around that. In other words, the product descriptors, explaining to the different departments what they had to do around that product. That would, at best case scenario, have been 3 weeks to produce. Under these circumstances, between brief and actual order, the product was created in less than a week. In fact, it was created over a weekend, and we got the purchase order within a week. And then my head of delivery, my CEO, gives me a call and says, "Fantastic, well done, you sold this product, but what is it? How do we deliver on it?" And what she was actually saying to me is, provide me with order, provide me with structure in order for me to be able to deliver on this properly. And what many entrepreneurs do in their early years, the infancy, the go-go years, is this huge amount of creation, but very little order. And so as a disciplined business and a business that I believe is in prime, what our discipline is that as soon as we create chaos, we create order around it.
Links to all of the additional content Alon has referenced or mentioned can be found at raisecorp.com. Here's a final word from Alon.
I think the important thing to take from this podcast is the fact that chaos and order are bedmates. And if they are not in bed together, there is a problem. If only one of them, i.e. order, is in the bed, then the business will die. If there's only chaos, if you're the cowboy, then the business has a high probability of dying. And so as we talk about a system shock here, we're talking about the introduction of chaos. And so your natural instinct as an entrepreneur is to then bring order. That's what I'm trying to get across here, is as soon as chaos is introduced, your reaction should be, I need to bring order. And you need to bring order in three places: your mind, internally to your business, and into the market.
So for all of us that are on the entrepreneurial journey, whether we are feeling overwhelmed by chaos or not, our principal task is to push towards a state of prime by introducing order. But not too much, because then we'd find ourselves on the other side of prime. This state of prime exists in three areas: our minds, our businesses, and the market. As we seek prime out, in that order, mind, business, market, we're going to find ourselves both enjoying success and the journey towards it. If you've found value in this Entrepreneurs Ask podcast, you can subscribe and follow the channel on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Alternatively, go to racecorp.com and sign up for notifications of our next release there. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and it has been a pleasure.